Fox Sports Radio is 1330 AM KTON Temple, K230 CH Temple, and KBHT HD3 Bellmead, K283 CD Waco. We are Fox Sports Radio.
This is the University of Mary Hardin-Baylor Basketball Coaches Show with head coaches Mark Moorfield and Ken DeWeese, with an inside look at this week's action on the hardwood live from the campus of Mary Hardin-Baylor. Brought to you by Ponder Auto and Fleet Service in Temple. Now, here's your host, Ward Weitz.
And good evening. Welcome to the University of Mary Hardin-Baylor Basketball Coaches Show. Warren White's along with you. Lark Smith producing back in the Fox Sports studios. Joining me first off tonight will be head coach Ken DeWeese of the men's program. And, Coach, thanks for joining us again here on a Tuesday night.
Yes, sir. Glad to be here.
Last week you had the one game on Saturday, kind of had the bye on a Thursday night, which kind of changed the schedule a little bit. Was it good to have a little length in between there and maybe rest the legs a little bit here at the midway point almost in the basketball season?
It was probably good for some of our guys because we've had a little bit of – obviously we've had many injuries to deal with this year. So we got a couple of guys a couple of days extra rest. And we're pretty used to that. When we play our travel partner, we know it's generally going to be a one-game week. Mm-hmm. There have been years in the past that we have played the travel partner twice in the week, and I really don't like that.
Right.
To play the same team on, say, Tuesday, Friday, or Tuesday, Saturday, or Wednesday, Saturday, I've never liked that. So, obviously, we played Concordia before Christmas, and to break it up like that, we needed a little time for a few people to get a little extra time to get their little injuries taken care of.
At this point in the season, we'll get the Concordia game here in just a second, but I wanted to ask you, at this point in the season, you're getting toward the back stretch, the home stretch in your conference schedule. How important is it to stay as fresh as you possibly can down this stretch?
Well, it is extremely important, especially when your roster is 13 like ours mm-hmm. is, and we're practicing most of the days with 12 because we've got one particular player that's his class schedule is really conflicting with the practice schedule, but it is imperative for all college basketball coaches to be successful at this time of year, or give themselves a chance to be successful, to use a modern day term to practice good load management,
mm-hmm.
and the load is on the players. And if you can keep that, you can keep their legs fresh this time of year, you got a better chance. So the big problem for a college basketball coach at this time of year is the question: do I do a little bit more in practice? I've got to do. We want to do this, and we want to put this in. We want to take that out. We want to work on a new defense, or we want to put in some new plays. Do we want to go up and down? Do we just want to go half court? Do we go an hour and 15 minutes? Do we go an hour and a half? Mm-hmm. Is 2 hours not too much? So it's there are more questions in our heads than there are answers coming out of our mouth, quite frankly. And it's really difficult. It changes from year to year because it changes with the roster that you have. In our situation right now, we've got between 7 and 8 people that are getting most of the minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So I would be... I'd be a little bit remiss if we went too hard in practice. I've got two guards that are playing right around 36, 37 minutes a game. So I don't need to, as much as they need more practice, I think at this time of year, less is good.
It probably helps when, you know, basketball is a game of runs and you have to be able to survive the runs as well as make your runs. And to be able to do that, you have to have your legs underneath you in this game, and probably that tends to come to mind more than not right now with the roster that you have, doesn't it?
It does, but I have said for many years, it doesn't really matter who I start or who mm-hmm. starts. The big thing is who is on the floor at the end. And anybody can play the first 2 or 3 minutes. I mean that. Anybody
sure.
can play first two or three minutes. Even I could if it were half court. But the question is, who can play hard and play well the last 3 to 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're always – we approach every practice this time of year thinking about the last 3 to 6 minutes of a game. Obviously, the first 34 minutes are extremely important. But those last six make you or break you at this time of year. There aren't very many blowout games anymore in league play when you get into late January and February.
So, you know, Saturday you face one of those, Concordia. You lose 88-86, and you had that run of 17 down, and you were able to close the gap and lose on a last-second shot. That's a perfect example of what you're talking about on Saturday as well, isn't it?
No question. Concordia played more people than we did, especially early on in the first half. But I told our guys after the game in the locker room, and I'll be glad to repeat it, I have utmost respect for the effort they gave in the second half. It was tremendous. Not everything was going well. Not a whole bunch of things were going well. Mm-hmm. But they kept playing. They kept working defensively, and we kept Concordia's going to press. We talked about that last week. That's what they're going to do. And we handled it much better in the second half than we did in the first half. We just settled down, and I thought our guys showed a great deal of courage in the second half.
Is it important right now for your team, especially when we've talked about the injuries and length and the things that, you know, put you in a situation that you're in, but one thing that can help you in that situation is playing good defense. Have you found that out to be true, that the defense is what's making the difference in this team right now?
I think the defense is what makes the difference in every basketball team, because if you're just going to try to outscore people in today's basketball game, with there's so much pick and roll activity that because everybody works offensively. Mm-hmm. And with the success of Golden State in the last 3 or 4 years, and the one more pass and all that, kids are coming up shooting the ball better, shooting the ball quicker. We're used to the ball moving. So if you can guard that, if you can guard the spread offenses that people are running so much, and you can guard on ball picks, you got a chance to win. If you can put the offense in uncompromising positions. Mm-hmm. Every now and then. Now, the way the game is played today with the spread and on ball picks so much and backside cuts, it is almost impossible to put a team in uncompromising positions consistently.
Right.
We used to be able to do that all the time when people would run a ballast set and run certain plays that we knew we could cover. But there's more difficulty in guarding consistently today. But if you can, it's going to give you a chance to win very close games. It'll give you a chance to win any game with 5 minutes to go.
This week, you turn your attention to Abilene with McMurray University coming up on Thursday at 7:30 tip, and then Hardin-Simmons on Saturday. And this is not that all of them aren't, but this is really important to where you are in the conference standings to try to go steal a couple on the road this week.
Oh, it is. It is. This is a big week for us, and it's a big week for McMurray and Hardin-Simmons.
Mm-hmm.
They're very dangerous because both of them are fighting to get in the conference tournament. Well, that's the way we're approaching it as well. Mm-hmm. We're fighting to get in the conference tournament. So it should be two very interesting basketball games simply because of the importance of both games in the conference standings.
Coming up first will be McMurray. What do you have to do to be successful like you were last time? Last time you pulled away from them in that game and a big spread to win that game. How do you do that again in such a short time?
Well, you talked about the defense. And the last time, what can defense do for a team this time of year? Last time we played them, in the second half, we had four defensive trips that we had three stops.
Mm-hmm.
We had one that we had six straight stops. We had one that we had 10 straight stops. So what a stop is one team, the McMurray's got the ball, and we get the ball back for whatever reason. They shoot it, miss it, or we make them turn it over. They shoot it, miss it, we get the rebound. Officials make a call and give it back to us. Doesn't matter. If they have the ball and we get it back without them scoring, that's considered a stop.
Right.
So for us to get that many of three, one of six, and then one of ten, if you can go down and just score on half of your possessions, then you got a chance. That's how games get stretched out. Some people think, well, you got beat by 15 or 20 because you outscored them. No, you have to outscore them, but you better stop them or the game's going to be close. So the number of defensive stops, if we can get four in a row, we consider that a kill. And if we can get five kills a game, we're delighted. Two kills a game is actually our goal. So to get one of six and one of ten last time we played was absolutely phenomenal. Am I looking for that on Thursday? Well, I'd like to have it. I'd like to experience it. I'd like to watch it. But I don't think that's going to happen. But it's how consistent we play defensively.
Mm-hmm.
And then, obviously, you've got to have some consistency on the offensive end. But if you can get the ball back, it makes you more confident on the offensive end. You're not worried about whether the ball goes in or not. It's just a totally different mental aspect of the game, and this game is mental.
Approach Saturday's game much like you do on Thursday as well for Hardin-Simmons?
Yes. Both places are hard to play. Both those teams are hard for me to quite understand or figure out.
Mm-hmm.
They're both talented. They're both very athletic. Hardin-Simmons is big. They're bigger than McMurray, but McMurray has good size on the inside, and they have good size guards. They have not been shooting the ball well. So playing at home, we've got to expect them to have a little bit more confidence in shooting.
Mm-hmm.
That's not always the case, but that's what we as basketball coaches are led to believe, and that's what we've been taught. So we're going to continue that rumor and expect them to play better and shoot the ball better than they did here. And both of them, like I said, are trying to get in the league in the tournament. So I think they're very dangerous, both of them, because both of them are athletic, long, and I think they're much better than they've been playing.
A couple of wins, though, this week will set you up on a good run to the last half of the season, right?
Better. And I say better because we play these two games on the road. We run the road Saturday. We come back home the next weekend. We play Sell Ross, Howard Payne. Then our next two weekends to finish the season are back on the road. So we will have played our last nine games. We would have played seven on the road. So, we don't need to go get a split. We need to win them both to give ourselves some kind of leg up.
Well, best of luck coming up this weekend, Thursday at McMurray, and then Saturday afternoon at Hardin-Simmons. Coach Ken DeWeese of the men's program here at UMHB. Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck again this week. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Ward. Appreciate it.
There goes Coach DeWeese. Coming up next, Coach Mark Moorfield of the ladies. We'll talk to him about their week coming up next as the UMHB Coaches Show continues right after this on Fox Sports Radio.
Bonders Auto and Fleet Services provide complete service and repair on all domestic and most imports. Anything under the hood, Ponders Auto and Fleet Service is the go-to for your vehicle. At Ponders Auto and Fleet Service, they use quality parts. They're a Napa Care Center, and they have a 12-month or 12,000-mile warranties available for your peace of mind. They also have free shuttle service for your convenience. Family-owned and operated, go by and see B.W. Ponder and the whole gang at Ponders Auto and Fleet Service. Find them online at PonderAutoFleet.com.
Leanfield Lumber has been proudly serving Central Texas building professionals for almost 60 years. Leanfield Lumber has been locally owned and operated for over three generations, serving the professional builder since 1951. They feature a complete line of windows, doors, millwork, exterior molding, along with decking and so much more for the pros and the do-it-yourselfer. Located in downtown Temple, Texas at 8 North 13th Street, just 7 blocks off the interstate right between Adams and Central, Leanfield Lumber is open Monday through Friday 7 to 5. With the best service and the most competitive prices in Central Texas, remember Leanfield Lumber.
If you want the best wings and pizza in Central Texas with an energetic atmosphere, look no further than Wings, Pizza, and Things at Temple. A smoke-free, family environment committed to serving fresh, made-to-order food. There are dozens of large-screen, high-definition TVs to watch sporting events from every angle inside the restaurant, including the DirecTV NFL Sunday Ticket. Wings, Pizza, and Things serves only top-quality, large wings with 15 flavors. All sandwiches come with fries, tots, or side salad, and delicious New York-style pizza. Wings, Pizza, and Things, celebrating 12 years strong in the Temple Town Center on the Southwest Dodge and Loop in Temple.
In the U.S. Army, you'll gain more than confidence. With expert training in one of more than 150 occupational specialties, you'll be prepared to start a career. Qualified candidates who earn a spot on the Army team will receive comprehensive health care coverage, college tuition assistance, and the possibility of up to a $40,000 bonus. For more information, go to GoArmy.com or visit your local Army recruiting office.
you have a business or a school or a team that needs to put their logo on something, then let the pros at Mallory Screen Printing and Embroidery do the job for you. They can customize your logo on t-shirts, caps, dress shirts, golf shirts, winter apparel, and more. Stickers for any occasion, banners and signs, large or small. See more at MalloryPrint.com or call 1-800-433-2220. For your next custom screen printing or embroidery, check out their full catalog at MalloryPrint.com.
Colby Carpenter, a Keller Williams Advantage, is the name you need to know when it comes to all things real estate. Colby is a residential, farm, and ranch agent throughout Central Texas with a passion for the business and finds pleasure in helping clients throughout the process. Whether you're buying, selling, or investing, Colby Carpenter of Keller Williams Advantage will go the extra mile to ensure you have a positive experience. For all your real estate needs, contact my guy, Colby Carpenter, today at 254-366-2330 or check out his website today, colbycarpenter.kw.com. That's Colby, K-O-L. L-B-E-Y carpenter.kw.com.
And welcome back to the Cooper Hall of Fame Suites here on the campus of UMHB, high above the basketball coliseum. Well, not really high, but above the basketball coliseum. This is the UMHB Basketball Coaches Show here on Fox Sports Central Texas. And joining me now, women's coach Mark Moorfield. Coach, thanks for joining us here on a Tuesday night again.
Thanks for having us.
Last week against Concordia, you improved your record to 14-3, 7-1, more importantly in the conference, a 62-48 win, and you're able to pull away of a close game there in the fourth quarter, only allowing 6 points there in that fourth quarter. What was the difference in the defense in the fourth quarter that was not maybe there so much in the first three quarters?
I think the biggest difference was our defense. We've held low 30% most of the game. I think the biggest difference was we were handling their press a lot better. And that's what allowed them to get back in the game. They really weren't getting much anything in the half-court setting or anything like that against us when we were able to set up. But their press really just our carelessness to a degree of just handling the ball and just executing is what really kind of kept them in the game. And then once we were able to do what we're capable of doing and just kind of, you know, settled in, I think that's what basically what the whole game should have probably been, just like that. I mean, we jumped out to 31-18 lead on them. They ended the half at a 6-0 run. And, you know, brought it 31-24 in the third. We were trying to make too many home run plays against the press, and that's the whole nature of a press. A pressing team wants you to sit there and think, okay, we're going to get easy layups. We're just going to throw it over the top, and that's what they want. And that's what we did. And, you know, we know better as a collective whole, coaches and players and stuff. And then once we were able to just kind of settle that down a little bit and just dial in and do the things that we do, we were able to pull away in the fourth quarter.
Is it more of a case that you were able to be what you are in there in the fourth quarter instead of trying to do too much as a team there in the first three quarters?
Oh, exactly.
Especially in the third quarter?
Yeah, exactly. I thought the last 3 minutes of the second quarter, we were trying to do things that just weren't us. I thought the whole third quarter we were playing a way that's just not us. And just, you know, I think we were kind of teetering on that fact of, okay, well, you know what, let's just go ahead and take some gambles here, and that's not us. I mean, you know, we want to continue to build on the lead, and I think that was the most frustrating part was going in, 31-18, we have a chance, you know, you could have a chance to go up with 20, a halftime lead, but then we give up that 6-0 run, it's 31-24, and it's just not what we wanted going in, and it carried over to the third, and so it's more or less just us settling down and playing the way, because we've never really had a trouble with the press at all this year.
Right.
Teams have pressed us, but when we want to be giddy and we want to try to make, you know, hey, I'm just going to toss it down the length of the court, we're going to get easy lips, that's when we get outside of who we are, and then that's when trouble comes.
Is doing that and preventing that from happening more of exhale a little bit, just go through your progressions of what you have to do to break that press. Don't put the ball on the floor too many times and do what we do. Remember what the technique is to get to the offensive set. Doing that more of the case on you or on them because of the press?
I think it's more on us. I think it's more on us just executing our press breaker. Yesterday we had a good film session. I can use two fingers to count how many times we actually lined up in our press breaker instead of, you know, we just ran to our spots, or there was a couple times that we just kept on running, and that's not who we are.
Right.
And I think it was more us and our lack of getting in, lining up against our press breaker, running it, and then trying to beat it off, whether beating it off the dribble too much, and then trying to not read the back line of the press and trying to make passes, knowing that those two people in the back line of the press are just like, they're just like DBs in football. They're just back there looking to pick things off instead of just, okay, let's take it, let's reverse it, let's move it, and then let's attack, and things that we typically do. So it was more or less our inability to really just settle back. We got caught up into their flow of their press, mm-hmm. and that's what typically we don't do, but in this particular instance on Saturday we did, and once we regained and got our composure back going into the fourth, that's what really helped us to pull away.
How much in that fourth quarter does that help you going down the road to set that example of, okay, now you can see it on film, and you know if you do things the right way that will carry them over to the remaining games of the season? Do you think that helps your team?
Oh, yeah, tremendous. I mean, anytime you can throw film up there and show things, you know, most of the time they think I'm just yelling and just to yell anyways. But, you know, once you can go up there and they can see that visibly that we don't have the four-man taking the ball out, someone's just picking it up. You know, visibly we're not lining up in our formation to break and then execute our press breaker. Then you turn around, you see what we did in the fourth quarter when we actually did do it, and we're getting solid shots.
Oh, gee, look how that works.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing. And so I think any time that we can show film and any time that we can show that's going to help us much more down the road, and it gives them a better understanding because, you know, we talk about this all the time. We talk about make the pass. Don't make the pass that you want to make. Make the pass that's there. Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of times, you know, you got to show them, you know, look, you made this pass here because that's the pass you wanted to make. But the pass that should have been made is we should have went over here. Mm-hmm. And I think any time a player can see it on film, that's the great equalizer. Statistics and film equalize everything.
Yeah, and in the game time situations, you can go out there on practice every day of the week, but you're not going to be able to really get that across until they feel it, see it, do it a game, right?
Yeah, no question. I mean, and that's the thing. We can sit here and we drill situations and we do different things, but I think, again, the best thing is to see the snippets from games of where, mm-hmm. hey, now here's what we got to do. Next time we face a pressing team, we can't do this. Or if it's a zone team and, you know, hey, this is what we got to get better movement in the zone. We got to get dribble penetration. We just can't get ball reversal threes. We got to get into the paint. And I think those are great things to take those snippets of situations, the game within the game, so to speak, and be able to show that, and it's only going to make us better.
How important is it to be able to keep that stride going? Now you're at a pivotal part in the schedule because of, you know, the road games are going to pile up on you here pretty quickly, and also, you know, down the stretch you got to find a way to find some energy down the stretch, don't you?
Oh yeah, there's no question, and we're hoping that the depth of our bench that we've had all year kind of helps us and provides us, and that, you know, we've been able to keep fresh legs across the board. You know, you look at Kendall Rollins started the first time on Saturday, our original starting five hadn't been together since December 15th. You know, you're starting to hope that, you know, if we can get some people that, you know, because of our depth, but, you know, you got Kendall, she should be back fresh legs. You know, we had a long week last week, kind of held some of the starters out and stuff like that, just to rest their legs. So we're hoping down the stretch. I think the biggest thing, too, is not to get so carried away as you go on this stretch and not get there and feel the pressure of coming down the stretch and saying, okay, well, we want to win the division, and then we got to prepare for – you got to keep things just – you got to keep things rolling how they are. You know, we're about to go to Abilene for 4 days, so to speak, and, you know, we want to take care of our business, but we got to make sure that we're getting them rest, but not enough rest where they get lethargic. You know, we've got to go out, we got to have good practices, let's have good film sessions, let's get a study table, let's just, you know, things that we can keep them going, but not yet to where we're overloading them and making it feel like a pressured situation. But we just got to do and go about our business these next three road trips out of the next 4 weeks, and just do what we've done on the road, is just, you know, let's be focused when it's time to be focused. Let's make sure we get the proper rest. Let's make sure that we get, you know, into the pool and get our legs rested when we're out there and things like that, and not try to add a bunch of additives. I think when you start doing that, that's when then the players feel a little bit of the pressure, and we're trying to alleviate that and just say, hey, we got to take one day at a time.
Yeah, I think it gets overused some, but I think it's very helpful too, though. I mean, you have to be who you are, no matter where it's in practice, at the dining table, when you're eating together as a team, and in the games. Just be who you are and let everything else take care of itself. Is that the true adage?
Yeah, I mean, it's true. You know, and I've been on staffs before, and even probably earlier on here, that, you know, you're always trying to say, okay, well, we're down these last 8-9 games. Let's try to find something we can tweak or this. When the day's over, you know, you don't first off, you don't want to have a bunch of practice time at this time of year. And what I mean by that is you don't want to go two and a half hours. I mean, you're just running their legs into the ground. You know, you want to go about an hour and 45 minutes and get in and get out. You want to stay sharp on things. You want to make sure that you're paying attention to the details. So you don't want to do a bunch of tweaking, because a bunch of tweaking is going to mean longer practices, which means it's going to affect their legs. Mm-hmm. And I think at this point, it's just going to be about making sure that we execute the details of things offensively and defensively, being who we are, and not deviating from that. We don't need to change, because we just got to keep doing what we do. We got to be committed to what we do on both sides of the ball, make sure we're rebounding, make sure we're getting stops, make sure we're taking quality shots. And those things will just continue to help us rack up wins as we go. I think when you start tweaking, you start doing things, adds confusion, doesn't give you the proper practice time that you need. And I think a lot of times that's just something where it's like, you know, it's just best, let's just roll with what we got and, you know, and tweak, you know, little tweaks maybe here or there, but let's not make anything major.
In the game of basketball, though, you have to be comfortable on the court, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, more than anything else, be comfortable, whether it's offensive side, defensive side. If you're comfortable and confident, that goes a long way into being successful, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, there's no question about that. And that's kind of what, you know, offensively, that's kind of how we play with emotion offense, and that's what we want. We want our players to be comfortable. We want them to know. They know what the game shots we're looking for. They know that stuff. We want them to be comfortable. We want them to operate in comfort. And that's the one thing I'll give credit to our team is, you know, even when we're down here, or if you look at during games, when it gets down to 10 or under, we don't fold. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be disciplined, and we know we're going to get a quality shot if we execute what we've worked on. And so very few times, and whether it's shot clock situations, things like that, you don't see us get rattled, and more or not. A lot of times you'll see us, I mean, get a good quality three or get a good quality shot or play at the rim and have a pretty high completion percentage of doing that. And so I think that's just, again, that comfort level to go out, play within our style, play within our system. You know, we want our players to play with a sense of freedom in our motion. Mm-hmm. They know the difference between a bad shot and a good shot, but we want them to play with that freedom and space and let them create and just give them and know that we trust them with that freedom. And I think that goes a long way.
A lot of times the good teams, and I know it sounds silly, but when that shot clock gets to 10 seconds, the game slows down a little bit for them because they know what they're looking for, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, there's no question. And it's what we call it. We got our quick strike offensive package, and it's three or four just quick hitting things off ball screen actions, different things that we can do. And we know, and if we blurt out one and the girls know, hey, there's where we got to go, we shift into it. And, you know, we may try to even go two for one sometimes. And, you know, coming down, they know that, hey, this is what we're doing. We're going to run Vandy, or we're going to run TCU, or whatever it may be. And they're going to go right into it. And it's going to be, they're used to that because, again, that's what we practice. So now it just becomes more, it's ingrained in them, and it just becomes secondhand nature.
A couple of big games this week. Thursday, McMurray, you started off 5:30 tip, and then a 1 o'clock tip against Hardin-Simmons. Your key to Thursday night's game to get that started on the road trip on the right staff?
I think the biggest thing is you got to come out with effort and energy. We really got to kind of come on out like we did against Concordia in the first quarter and just really get some of that distance and so forth, but make sure that we continue to build on that distance. You know, I think the biggest thing, too, in these cases is, because you've played them so close and we won here at home, you want to overcome that mental mindset of we're just going to walk into the gym and they're just going to give us a game. And I think that's something we got to make sure that we're prepared. Now, our team as a collective whole are pretty good about that, and they know that it's each game. But, you know, you got to make sure that they're mentally prepared. But it's really going to be coming out and setting the tone that, hey, we're here to win two games this week, and that's going to come down to defensive execution, offensive execution. And, again, that next play mentality that we've been talking about since UT Dallas of, hey, you miss a shot, get it back on defense. Let's go back on offense. offense is only going to be created by what we do on defense.
So the game plan on Saturday doesn't change a whole lot, even though the uniform's different.
Oh, yeah. Nothing changes and so forth like that, and that's what we want to do. We always talk about coming out in the first 5 minutes and stuff. And we have some things that are in our package that we didn't show against Hardin-Simmons, but we practice every day, so it's nothing that we have to tweak or anything. We just felt like we wanted to go with this particular, you know, package and so forth, and we'll change the package up a little bit. But again, we're not tweaking it. We're not introducing something new. It's just something we didn't show against them. So we'll make some different things just based on personnel and stuff like that. But it all comes down to the first 5 minutes. It comes down to effort and energy right now, and it comes down to having the mindset to move on to the next play in the game, whether it goes your way or doesn't go your way. Bad call, good call, just move on to the next play. And that's just at this time of year, as you're going down and finishing strong in regular season, that's what it's going to come down to.
It will be starting on Thursday, 5:30 tip at McMurray University, and then Saturday at 1 o'clock against Hardin-Simmons. Two big conference games for the women coming up at UMHB this weekend. Coach Mark Moorfield with us here on the UMHB Coaches Show. Coach, best of luck this week. We appreciate the time as always.
Thanks a lot, Ward. Appreciate having me on.
All right, we'll do it again next Tuesday right here from the Cooper Hall of Fame Suites with Coach Mark Moorfield and Ken DeWeese, UMHB Coaches Basketball Show, right here on Fox Sports Radio. Thanks to Lark Smith producing back in the Fox Sports Central Texas studios. For Coach Moorfield and Coach DeWeese, I'm Ward Weitz. Until next time, so long, everybody.
Temple, K230 CH Temple, and KBHT HD3 Bellmead, K283 CD Waco. We are Fox Sports Radio.